turn on, Bob?
Sorry.
Yep, let me turn on the tape. As far as the new year, how does it look? Does it look like we're starting off kind of slow, and generally, what's the trend?
Starting off very slow. Everything is very quiet. Of course, this is par for January of any year around the country or the Pacific Northwest.
Well, I suppose nationally, have we noticed, are there any, looking back at 74, how does it compare with years before that? And what is the overall national trend?
Well, nationally, for 1974, it was a very quiet year in comparison to past years. But it's interesting to note that for 74, the Pacific Northwest, Washington and Oregon, took number one spot for the number of sightings which were reported.
If you averaged out all the sightings we had over the past year, what would they turn out to be like? What is the average sighting like?
Well, the average sighting would be an object at fairly low altitude. Usually the witnesses are able to give a very good description of a sharply outlined object, and in many cases describe superstructure.
And is there any characteristic color to them?
The colors usually run red or orange or red and orange. This is a pattern for the color spectrum over the years.
Do you think the government will in the coming year do much on UFO research, or do you think they'll maintain the same old ain't no truth to it status?
I think they're going to maintain an all-quiet, say-nothing attitude and just let the subject come into its own. I don't think that we're going to see any major government or official denials in the future at all. I think that this subject is on its own now.
Outstanding. Yeah, it's kind of interesting. I don't know. I've talked to a couple of people back in Washington, and the thing which they keep repeating to me is that these things don't pose any threat to national security. I don't know. I find that kind of interesting. You know, they've already reached that conclusion.
Well, of course, they've always maintained this in all their news releases anyway.
Yeah.
And just the question, what really is the whole spectrum when you speak of national security? Does it involve military action or economic action or what?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of interesting.
But I really believe that they've just completely opened the door now, and they're going to let the thing come into its own.
Do you think it will?
Right.
Yeah. If I wanted to go look for one, I mean, can you actually go look for a UFO?
I spend very little time watching the sky, but there are people who do go out, and if you want to go to a spot which you would be most likely to see something, get out into the rural areas. Stay away from your cities and the suburbs. And that, according to the statistics, that's where all the sightings, or the majority of the sightings, are being made anyway.
Huh. Okay. And are there any parts of the outlying, outside of Seattle, what would be the highest probability area to see one? You know, around here.
Well, I couldn't make any specific suggestions on that. Towards the latter part of last year, Snohomish County was reporting quite a bit, and I would imagine anywhere up in that area.
Hmm.
This is one of the big problems. They seem to concentrate activity in one particular area for a period, and then everyone will rush to that area to see something, and by that time they've picked up their gear and gone somewhere else.
Do they leave gear down on the ground, do you think?
No, not really.
But they just kind of concentrate and... Huh. I'll be darned. I wish I could figure out what the hell they were.
Well, we're convinced they're vehicles of some kind, not of this world.
Yeah.
Obviously, unless all of these very qualified witnesses are telling a lot of big tales.
Mm-hmm.
Because what the type of craft that they're using and the things that they do just completely go beyond all of our laws of physics and aerodynamics.
Yeah.
And they've been around long enough so that the same thing that was seen 300 years ago in this country is being seen today, so we can't really explain it away as being some new government development.
Mm-hmm. Outstanding, Bob. Hold on one sec, right back. I hate to run, Bob, but I got to get back to work.
Okay.
Much appreciated.
Okay, George.
One of these days, like I said, we'll get together and do that half-hour program, too.
Fine.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.